actually speak, but I saw her. I really did see her, for the first and only time in all the years we had both lived in the same town. Her defiant face, momentarily, became unguarded and unmasked, and in her eyes, there was a terrifying hope. Gee, the kiss! I burst out awkwardly. That's swell. That's really wonderful. Congratulations. Good luck. I hope you'll be happy. I don't know the conventional phrases. I would only guess how great her mood must have been, that she had been forced to sleep the very things she so bitterly rejected. When I was 18, I left Malacca and went away to college. By the end of my first year, I came back home for the summer. I spent the first few days in talking non-stop with my mother, as we exchanged all the news that somehow had not found its way into letters, what had happened in my life, and what had happened here in Malacca while I was away. My mother searched her memory for events that concerned people I knew. Did I ever write you about the cat coming out of an offer? She asked one morning. No, I don't think so, I replied. Last I heard of her, she was going to marry some guy in the city. Is she still there? My mother looked perturbed, and it was a moment before she spoke, where she did not know how to express what she had to tell, and which she did not need to try.